Hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope everybody's having a great day today. Lots of people getting outside now from the cold weather in Pennsylvania. I talked to our radio producer a second ago, and it's actually starting to be pretty nice weather. A little cold, but at least the sun's coming out. And we actually got some very cold weather down here last night. We got into the high 30s in central Florida, which is actually quite chilly for Florida. But it's nice, though. Today's been an incredibly great day. A lot of interesting stories, so we'll just dig right into them. How are you doing today, Dad?
Austin, today's weather is as good as weather gets in Florida. It's probably, 55, 60 degrees, clear blue skies, basically no breeze. It's just it's crisp, clear air, so it's really absolutely wonderful. I'm sure it's like that all over the country. No chemtrails, none of that. So it's actually what it used to be like when I was a kid. So today is one of those days, if you want to look around outside, if you're here in central Florida, this is what it was. If you guys are teenagers, before the chemtrails started getting sprayed.
Yeah.
And by the way, we have been slammed with emails about yesterday's show. Every one of them positive. So thank you so much. At least every one of my seats has been positive. But I want to share something with you very quickly. If you haven't seen that show, it really went into this in the Sabbatain Zevi. It went into detail on what Kabbalah really means about the serpent god. It went into detail about 10% of the Judaic population that supposedly claimed to be Jews, who are actually practicing Kabbalah, who are actually into the witchcraft and the occult. A few years ago, I had a dear friend of mine. He's another talk show host. I won't mention his name. He wanted to study Hebrew in New York City. And he went up there because he's got a Jewish heritage. He went up to the one of the big synagogues up there, and he asked them. He wanted to start coming. It was a Kabbalah synagogue. And he basically wanted to know if he could come in there and learn how to speak, you know, Hebrew. And then study the Old Testament. And they told him that they didn't really study the Old Testament. They studied the Kabbalah. And that it really wasn't like he thought it would be as far as the Old Testament, as far as from a Christianity standpoint. He said, instead of the Old Testament, what you read is in your five first books of Levitical law, your Pentateuch, your Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, we're more like reading a Harry Potter novel. That's how we are. We're more with the witches and the wizards and the warlocks, etc. This is what we're involved in. It's the deep, deep magic. It's the deep occult. Now, there's one thing I need to say very quickly before we go on for this topic, because it could take another whole show if we did it and stop talking about it in a second. Number one, a couple of years ago when I was on the Power Hour as a guest host, I interviewed Tex Mars. And Tex Mars, you know, talked about some of the same stuff, but he kept saying the Jews, the Jews, the Jews, the Jews. And finally I told Tex, I said, look, Tex, I said, here's the thing. It's only a small percentage of the Jews that practice this. And I said, number two, I said, it's not just Jews. I said, you know, George Bush has been to Bohemian Grove where they sacrifice a human being in effigy. If we think it's an effigy, we don't even know what they're doing over there. It's all secret. It's all wrapped up. We know they're doing that. We know that they're involved in the occult. We know they're involved in what happened to Skull and Bones. They're not Jewish. So there are a lot of other people out there that have also been involved in this Babylonian cult magic, this druidic worship, including what the ones who attend Bohemian Grove. And there are very few there that are probably actually total Kabbalists at Bohemian Grove, but it's the world leaders. And so what we have to understand is we can't just isolate this and say this is a Jewish problem, this is a Jewish subset of Jewish believers who believe in this particular teaching. That's not it at all. What this is, it's Satanism. And it doesn't have to be from a Jew or a Gentile or anyone else. It's just this Kabbalah teaching is directly from the old, old ancient worship of angels from the Jewish religion. And that has permeated and infected an entire culture, including with the pedophilia, including with Aleister Crowley and all of the other people that were involved in human and satanic worship, and also the raping and the sodomizing of young children and killing them. So we can't just say this is a Jewish issue. It's not. It is now systemic throughout the world, and there are many, many other cultures, nationalities, and races that are involved in this. And we see this at Bohemian Grove and what's going on with all of the Wiccan ceremonies and all the other stuff that's going on. So yesterday's show was extremely informative, but I wanted to make that distinction very quickly today, that it's not just a subset of Judaism. It's a group of people that are working together internationally that are using the same type of techniques through witchcraft and through Satan worship to try to usher in the kingdom of Lucifer. It doesn't have to be Jewish heritage. It could be anybody doing this. So I want to very, very clearly go over that today, Austin, because I don't think we made that as clear as we needed to yesterday, because again, George Bush, Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, they're not Jewish, newsflash. You gotta understand that. But they could still worship Lucifer and try to do the work in the, basically the, how should I say this, the will of their slave masters. Now remember, the Rothschilds, they're into this stuff. They're into it. He also explained also in the synagogue of Satan, they were into it. He also talked in detail about how in the New Old Testament, in the New Testament, in the book of John, when Jesus called them basically, you know, den of vipers, that they were also, he was speaking about the snake people or the serpent gods and all of the stuff that he was talking about. So it was a really good show yesterday. So if you missed it, you need to stay tuned. But guys, it's systemic throughout the entire population now, and its tentacles are reaching through every group, every race, every religion, everywhere. Look at the mess with the Catholics, with the pedophilia and the raping of the children. They're not Jewish, newsflash. It's just a big, big mess. So it's throughout our society, and we've got to root this evil out, Austin. What do you think?
No, you're absolutely right. And this is why a lot of the globalists hate Trump so much, because he's been very open about not supporting a lot of this, and he's also been very anti-UN, which the UN supports and facilitates a lot of this. This article I was actually glad to read yesterday. I didn't get to go to it because we had our show with our guests, but this is pretty wild. Now, the State Department staffers have been instructed to seek cuts in excess of 50% in U.S. funding for the UN programs, signaling a retreat by President Obama's administration from international operations. Now, what's funny about it is this article, actually, I pulled this one from the Foreign Policy, because it's a total liberal piece. It's full-on globalist propaganda to demonize Trump for not blindly giving billions of dollars away to the UN. I'll read part of it here. It's just funny how it reads, because they want to sit here and act like it's a bad thing that we're not giving tens of billions of dollars away to the UN, or that we're trying to prevent from doing it further in the future. They go on to say, President Trump's administration wants to retreat from President Donald Trump's administration from international operations to keep peace, provide vaccines for children, monitor rogue nuclear weapon programs, and promote peace talks from Syria is all going to be prevented now if he defunds the UN. The United States spends over $10 billion a year just on the UN. The United States has to pay over 22% of the UN's administrative budget. Also, two, we pay for peacekeepers, which helps underwrite a swath of other programs, and they go on here and say that fights hunger, settles refugees, and battles climate change. Now, let me give you a few little things about UN that a lot of people don't know. And these are stated facts. You can go on different websites. You can go on Wikipedia. You can go on different government websites. This one right here is from Defend Democracy. The United Nations Population Fund, which most people don't even know about, has been accused by different groups of providing direct support to governments on promoting forced abortions and sterilizations. Oh, that's quite nice, yeah. Reporters also witnessed a massive increase in prostitution after UN came into Cambodia, Bosnia, Mozambique, and Kosovo. Two NATO-speaking peacekeeping forces moved in 1996. They released the issue, what was called the UN Study, The Impact of Armed Conflict on Children. The First Lady of Mozambique documented that 6 out of 12 countries in the study had sexual exploitation of children through the UN peacekeepers. Also, too, the rape in children rose over 160% from UN peacekeeping troops. The UN has completely failed to reform following the oil for food scandal in Iraq, which the UN profited from and covered up billions in Baghdad kickbacks and corruption. The UN in 2006 promised greater transparency, accountability, and to end peacekeeper rape, the elimination of redundant mandates, and more ethical culture. However, according to all reports, this is all still a significant issue. The UN in some cases uses U.S. money to actively undermine American values and interests. For instance, procurement of dual-use technology for Iran and North Korea by the UN's World Intellectual Property Organization in Geneva, or the previous dual-use procurement of cash for Kim scandal involving the UN's flagship agency, the UN Developmental Program, violating its own rules by transferring dual-use goods and hard currency directly to the government of North Korea. The United Nations is a hotbed for corruption and abuse. It's diplomatically immune, largely unaccounted for, and has come to regard billions in U.S. tax dollars not as a privilege to be earned, but as an entitlement that they deserve. The U.N. does not issue clear reports to donor nations on how any money is spent. This includes the United States, who is the U.N.'s biggest donor, which bankrolls over 25% of the U.N.'s soaring system-wide spending. So that's a little, just a little tidbit of what the U.N.'s involved in, lest you think they're this great globalist entity, and that doesn't even take into account that they are a total globalist entity that want to bring in a new world government, a new world currency, and a new world order. So yes, I commend Trump for trying to defund the UN as much as possible, regardless of what anybody says about it. Every single penny that we give to the UN is a penny that we give to Satan, in my opinion. So I'm really, really glad that he's trying to defund that. Another example why the globalists do not like his nationalist agenda, Deb.
They're involved in child trafficking. They're involved in drug trafficking. They're involved in money laundering. The list just goes on and on and on. You know, Germany's part of the United Nations. It's one of the largest economies in the world. Let them cough up some cash, as we're basically doing a lot of peacekeeping for them. Let England cough up more cash. Let China cough up more cash. Let Russia cough up more cash. And everybody should be paying proportionally. And quite frankly, you know, other than the fact that the CIA likes to use our 1,000 military bases around the world to lily pad hop around with their drug cartels, you know, product and their slave labor and their child trafficking and their organ harvesting and their money laundering, you know, we need to close like 995 bases around the world, be done with that nonsense, and bring all that money home and stop funding all of this nonsense through these black op programs. Shut these bases down. You'll put a big clink right quick on the CIA's ability to move and transport all of this illicit stuff they do on an ongoing basis. Change the subject. Now more than a million borrowers have defaulted on their student loans last year alone. This is crazy.
Wow.
The amount owed by federal student loan borrowers has grown 17% since 2013. Even as the economy continues to improve, student loan borrowers are still struggling to cope with their debts, a new analysis indicates. Roughly 1.1 million borrowers entered default on their direct loans, a type of federal student loan, last year, about the same as the previous year, according to analysis of publicly available government student loan data. Overall, there were 4.2 million borrowers in default in 2016. This is some crazy stuff. We have literally all of this money that's been just basically in default. Right now, the default's approaching 1.3. No, I'm sorry, I tell you about it. The total student loan debt is approaching $1.3 trillion. I mean, it's insanity that we have this type of debt for these kids getting these degrees with absolutely nothing to do with these degrees once they get out of school. I guess, guys, you have to understand something. If you get degrees in history or Black History Month or whatever, especially all of these snowflake degrees they have out there now, the thing about it is, unless you're going to get a license or you're going to be a school teacher or you're going to be a doctor, like I said, or a lawyer, getting a license, or an engineer, you really don't need to go to college and get in debt from a student loan standpoint. If you can do the collegiate high school program in high school, and the state will pay for your program like it's done with Harrison, my 17-year-old, if you can do that, that's great. If you can't and that kid doesn't really want to go to college, there's no reason to. He can be a plumber, he can be an electrician, he can be a carpenter, he can be a woodworker, he can be a mechanic, there's all kinds of good trades that he can do in order to earn a really good income. If he owns a plumbing business, he can make really good money as a licensed plumber or a licensed electrician, or a licensed, you know, person who works on electrical repairs or not electric repairs, on like AC systems, you know, the stuff, you know, when you do air conditionings. So there are all kinds of natural and good things that you can can do without going in and getting a college degree and getting $100,000, $150,000, $200,000 in debt. The student loan problem is going to not go away, Austin. And now these students, these guys who went to college have these useless degrees who can't get jobs. They are saying that Wall Street got a bailout in the trillions of dollars, and they want their student loans to go away and be erased. What do you think, son?
Well, there's two different ways to look at it. I mean, one, those were debts that they were saddled with. They did sign. They did agree to them without duress. But on the other hand, too, the generation now trusts the government and trust industry and trust the banks probably less than we ever have in the history of the United States, simply because all we know is corruption, greed, and theft in almost every single avenue. That's all we've seen, myself included. I mean, when I found out after 2008, when we gave these hundreds and hundreds of trillion dollar bailouts to these banks, and that the guys were walking out of there the next week with $30 and $35 million bonuses, for doing nothing, for completely frauding the entire American population with the housing market bubble, which was totally manipulated, completely fraudulent, completely illegal, and they walk out of there with $35 million bonuses. And thousands of them that were more on the lower tier still walked out with $200,000, $300,000, $400,000 bonuses. Now you have to look at that, guys. The student debt bubble's $1.3 trillion now. We've seen that, and it's growing. But we have to look at it and see how much of that is interest. How much of that is just simply usury from the banks, from the loaning institutions that are completely and totally ripping these kids off? Is that $1.3 trillion just the principal that they borrowed on? I highly, highly doubt that. If I'm not mistaken, last time I looked it up, the $1.3 trillion includes everything, including the defaulted interest. The biggest thing that needs to be done that would help all these kids out is to bring the interest rates down to zero, and allow them to pay these things back and put 100% of the principal in with every single payment. Because you have to look at it from, even from a small standpoint, even if you only have a $25,000-$30,000 loan, if you're paying in the teens on interest, and literally, you know, a quarter almost of every payment you pay is going into interest, you don't have a whole lot of incentive to pay this thing down. And instead of allowing these guys to absolutely come in and rape this generation with just unthinkable amounts of interest, it needs to be completely dispersed, Dad. It needs to go away. If they could do it for the banks that were too big to fail, that were involved in blatant fraud, blatant illegal activities, they could at least do the least they could is cut the interest rates down to zero for these kids and make it more feasible for a lot of these kids to pay this stuff off. That's pretty much my thing on it. As far as fully bankrupting everybody's student loans, I would allow them to be bankrupt. I think under certain circumstances they need to be allowed to be bankrupt. But again, you also don't want people going into the system and just going in and racking up $200,000 or $300,000 in medical student debt and then coming right out and punching it. That's not technically ethical either. So two wrongs don't make a right. But as far as this interest stuff, that needs to stop immediately. And I really wish Donald Trump would address it, because this is one of the biggest default bubbles we have again going on with the student loan debt, and it can't even be bankrupted at all, Deb.
Well, I agree with you, Austin. I personally believe it needs to be dischargeable through bankruptcy. So if a student basically comes out of school and tries to get a job, can't get the bills paid, and he goes bankrupt and he's insolvent, I think it should be, they would be discharged. If you go to bank, and here's the thing, I've had so many friends file bankruptcy, and I've advised a bunch of them too. A lot of times it's because of lawsuits, it's because of medical bills, it's because of a divorce, it's because of they lose their job. There's all kinds of different reasons why people file bankruptcy, and they get to the point they get insolvent. I remember I had a friend of mine years ago, he was driving a vehicle that belonged to somebody else, got rear-ended. It was his fault because he's pulling a tractor appliance like a disc down a road, and ended up getting in this huge lawsuit, got a $500,000 judgment against him. The person who owned the equipment didn't have high enough coverage to cover that. They went after him personally and got a judgment against him, then started wanting to basically, you know, start garnishing his wages. Now, don't get me wrong. I mean, it's not, he should have been more careful driving this thing, but the owner of this thing should have had it properly insured also. So he ended up punching out and filing bankruptcy because he simply could not have them garnishing his wages for the rest of his life to pay this debt off. And see, I remember another person I know had a kid whose motorcycle got stolen when he was like 18, 19 years old, and the parents refused to pay the motorcycle off because they had bought the bike without their permission. And I remember hearing the story very clearly. The father actually called up the student loan, the motorcycle debt company, and they had sold the debt because the kid had stopped making payments on it because the motorcycle had been stolen. And what ended up happening is they told them, this is what they said, let me quote it if I can quote it exactly, "We don't care whether your son pays this or not pays this because he's in college now, and when he gets out, we have 7 years to file a lawsuit against him. By that time, it'll be over $100,000 on this, you know, $14,000-$15,000 note, and at that point in time, we will garnish his wages for the rest of his life." And of course, my friends had his son, they filed bankruptcy, get rid of that nonsense. But the point is, that's how these, a lot of these loan guys are and a lot of these banks are. That's why you need to read that book, Billions for the Bankers and Debts for the People by Shelton Emery. It's for free. It's a free PDF online. No copyright, nothing on it. You can send it to all your friends. Billions for the Bankers and Debts for the People by Shelton Emery. Great book, great little reader. But the banks don't care. So exactly what you said is correct, Austin. They really need to get these interest rates back in line, stop these crazy penalties if they miss a note, miss something. It's complete and total nonsense. By the way, news story: Monsanto colluded with the EPA, surprise, surprise, and was unable to prove that Roundup does not cause cancer, the unsealed court docs reveal. Now, here's something to the Freedom of Information Act. Monsanto knew that Roundup caused almost 20 different types of cancer, and they covered it up, and it was released through the Freedom of Information. I've covered that before. So what's crazy about this is that Monsanto is now colluding with the EPA. I mean, why does that surprise anybody, Austin? I mean, these guys, again, these Sabbatean cabalists that are running the Federal Reserve, that are running a lot of these government agencies, that are running the country. Remember, we talked about this before, and I'm going to cover it one more time. We, the people of the United States, have given our rights over to the politicians. The politicians have given over the rights as far as security of the country to the military. The military has given it over to the CIA. The CIA has given it over to these black magic magicians, these guys who are involved in the occult arts, because these are the guys that are pulling the strings. They're turning it over now, and they're giving it over to Lucifer through the artificial intelligence, through the D-Wave computer that works interdimensionally into Lucifer's realm to tie us all together with, by microchipping all of us and allowing all of us to be continually monitored through these systems. This is what's going on. This is what's so crazy about all of this stuff. So guys, they don't care if they poison you or if they poison me. Remember, it's like Pastor Terrell said yesterday, they don't see us as human beings. They see us as soulless creatures that cannot be saved or redeemed. To them, we are simply animals, and they really believe that. That's why they don't care if they torture children to death. It's just an animal. It's like taking a guinea pig or a rabbit out back, or a chicken and cutting its head off. They don't care anything about any of that stuff. It's all about the energy they extract from that living entity before they kill it, because it's to them a soulless animal that has no redeemable characteristics. That's why they're poisoning us with the Roundup. That's why they're poisoning us with the chemtrails. That's why they're poisoning us with all of this, because this stuff has become systemic to the government. It's like Robert David Steele said a few weeks ago when he was on the show. If you had any idea how systemic this is to the entire governmental system, you'd be shocked. And see, this is what he said yesterday also, that Donald Trump is swimming with the sharks. I mean, he's got a bunch of 20-foot great whites swimming around him, and he's just trying to tread water and not get eaten by these guys. See, he's trying to do the best he possibly can and not get killed, basically, or they will not have him take him out or do some wet work on him. So, guys, it's going to be interesting. We've got to continue to pray for Trump, and I'm very happy, Austin, he's trying to step in now and defund the United Nations. He's also trying to defund National Public Radio and PBS, which are huge liberal mouthpieces. They get hundreds of millions of dollars a year from the federal government, and all that needs to stop too. What do you think?
Oh, you're absolutely right. I mean, the overbloated budget of things that we literally just urinate money away on is out of control. I mean, if you tried to operate a business the way the United States government acts, I mean, they would file bankruptcy, which we already have numerous times in the U.S. government. So it's very clear that things have to start changing. I just saw yesterday that the Fed raised rates 0.25%. Again, I think they said that they want to try and have it at 1.25% by the end of the year, which is just fantastic. Like we said before, if they can't get their way, then they're just going to implode the economy. But back to what you were saying about the roundup, I wanted to address this real quick because I read the same thing about Dr. Marion Copley and Mr. Rowland as well. This is actually getting posted on Glyphosate News. Hundreds of more pages are being processed and posted on there as well over the next 2 days. Marion Copley, DVM, was a 30-year career EPA scientist and recipient of numerous awards, wrote a letter to Mr. Rowland in March 2013. She passed away in January 2014, but before her death, she voiced her serious concerns to Mr. Rowland about his and EPA's handlings of glyphosate. Dr. Copley's dying declaration begins by naming no fewer than 14 effects of glyphosate known to the EPA, all of which are plausible mechanisms of action explaining the increase in lymphoma risk. Dr. Copley's letter points out direct corruption within the EPA. She asked that Mr. Rowland consider her scientific assertions rather than play your political convening games with the science to favor the registrants. Dr. Copley confronts Mr. Rowland with allegations that he and Anna Lowett, who still works for EPA, intimidated staff on CARC and changed HIARC final reports to favor industry. Dr. Copley's letter closes with additional accusations towards Ms. Lowett. If anyone in OPP is taking bribes, it is her. She requests that Mr. Rowland for once do what is right and don't make decisions based on how it affects your bonus. This is a giant document dump that's basically revealing the deep EPA collusion with Monsanto on directly concealing the dangers of glyphosate herbicide. I had another earlier article. I didn't get it pulled up, though. I saw it. I'll bring it up tomorrow. On emails on this internet, on this information dump that they're doing, direct emails from Monsanto talking about how they were doing everything they could to save money to skew the studies and also skew the studies in their favor so they did not show that glyphosate was carcinogen, and they even blatantly said, we cannot prove that glyphosate does not cause cancer because we have too many research studies to show it, so we have to start having ghostwriters write these articles for us and write these studies to make it look like we're doing research that's showing favorable for glyphosate. This just, I mean, which the thing about it is, Dad and I, we've been talking about this for years. Most of our listeners already know about all this, but it's nice to start seeing this stuff come to light because it really gives everybody ammunition with the glyphosate fighting, so we can really wake a lot of people up and make them realize glyphosate is straight from the pit of hell. It reminds me of all the stuff that Pastor was talking about yesterday on how they want to completely invert everything. Good is bad, bad is good, and they want to bring about total destruction. Glyphosate, in my opinion, especially being used on edible plants, has been one of the biggest lies perpetrated on the American public as far as food and health, and this is really something that has to be brought to light so people know what's going on. So I'm really glad this information is getting leaked, Dad.
Well, do you remember the MIT researcher who said by 2025 that half the children in America will have autism because of glyphosate? I mean, this is some crazy stuff. I mean, it's the glyphosate, it's the immunizations, it's the Nagalase, it's all of this stuff that's being used at the same time to destroy the population, because basically the hogs are in the trough and the hogs have gotten too big and there's too many little hogs running around, so they have to come in and clean the trough out. That's how they look at us. Now, if you don't believe that, you got to listen to yesterday's show. That's really what they think. So they don't care whether they go into Libya and they kill a million people, or they go into Iraq and they kill a million people, or they go into Iran, hopefully they don't, and kill another million people, or they go into Syria, kill hundreds of thousands of people or even millions. We don't know the real death count there. They don't care. They really don't care, because to them, these are just soulless animals that are being killed. It's like you got a bunch of red ants out back and you got to dust them down with some poison. You know, that's how they look at us. And that's what they're trying to basically do by putting all this stuff on us. I mean, God, if you don't believe that, go outside on a good heavy chemtrail day and just figure out this. They're spraying you like you're some kind of bug. You know, we're being fumigated. That's what this is all about. By the way, they're fumigating France pretty good too. Here's an article. Thank God, this is from the Daily Mail. Thank God you're alive. Parents and pupils hug with relief after a 17-year-old immigrant armed with guns and grenades is arrested following a shooting spree at a French school that left two people wounded. A heavily armed gunman is said to have opened fire at a high school in Grasse near the coastal city of Cannes. The gunman, who was armed with several weapons, is thought to have fired at the head teacher and a student. The attack happened around 1 p.m. at the Alexis de Tocqueville High School, where 850 students attend. And anti-terror police swarmed the school and ordered neighbors to stay indoors among the fears of a second shooter. I mean, this is absolutely nuts that this is happening in the United, and this is in France. I mean, grenades. Where the heck did this kid get grenades? I mean, if I could legally own grenades, I'd like a few grenades, but that's not something I'm even trying to get. Don't try to send me grenades, thank you. I mean, I don't, it's just crazy to me that this is where it's going, Austin. Are we going to have grenades in our country now too? We're going to have grenades and high-powered rifles here too? This is absolutely nuts that this is actually happening. What do you think?
Well, the Mexican cartel already has boxes of grenades that they've gotten from ATF and other sources through Fast and Furious and other gun-running deals. We've seen that. We've known that. They like to give them to the MS-13 gangs. Grenades are very, very effective at clearing houses and pretty much killing everybody in the building and small buildings, so they're very effective for that. More than likely, this kid acquired grenades probably through Middle East terrorist connections or their homemade pipe bombs, but I still would like to know where he got all the access to get this stuff, because France is very, very strict. And it goes to show you guys, and it's not a joke, but gun laws don't work. France has, I mean, they have super strict gun laws. You can't own any of this stuff over there. You can't run around with it. But the concept, for some reason, never gets through these liberals' thick skulls. If somebody wants to go into a school and shoot dozens of people, thank God this kid only injured three people. He didn't kill anybody that I saw in the article. They don't care if it's a felony to possess a weapon with more than 10-round mag capacity, or if it's a felony to own an unregistered machine gun or grenade or anything down the line. This thought doesn't run through your head whenever you go to commit a mass shooting or a robbery or anything like that. So gun laws only work with law-abiding citizens. We know that. We've seen that. That is fact. There's no debating it. Gun laws only work with law-abiding citizens. It's already illegal in the United States for a convicted felon to possess a firearm. There are tens of thousands of people arrested every single year as felons in possession of a firearm. Laws don't work, especially ones like this. So my thing is allow the citizens to be able to legally possess weapons that they can use to defend themselves and their fellow citizens with. And if you have to be, if you really have to put a stipulation on it, do what Switzerland does and require them to train with them and qualify them regularly during the year. But this whole nonsense, Dad, this to me sounded like it was supposed to be a much, much bigger false flag than it was. Kids running in with a rifle and grenades seemed to me like this is supposed to be another one of these, we had 70, 80 casualties in this school today. We have to fight terror. We have to fight it with a police state, blah, blah, blah. The same thing they did when they had all the Paris attack last year. So that's what this sounds like to me. Sounds like this kid wasn't proficient enough to pull off his black op that he was trained for, he was supposed to, or he was just nuts and on a bunch of Adderall and Ritalin and Prozac and Zoloft and whatever Schedule 2 and Schedule 3 compounds they wanted to put him on. So I don't know, but I do find it kind of odd that he procured these invasive weapons like grenades, especially 17 years old, unless he was directly involved with ISIS, which is directly funded by the CIA and armed by the CIA. So it all comes back pretty much to the black ops and the CIA when it comes down to it, Deb.
Wow. I remember the other day we were talking about the congressman up in Iowa who said that how are we supposed to rebuild our nation, rebuild our culture with somebody else's children? Listen to this.
Yeah.
23% of public school children live in immigrant households in the United States. Unbelievable. I mean, unbelievable. 23%.
Wow.
of school children live in immigrant households. Studies raise questions about America's capacity to assimilate growing foreign-born population. Plan on you being a, you know, this is just absolutely crazy. It's almost a quarter of the nation's public school students live in immigrant houses, raising questions about America's long-term ability to continue its tradition of assimilation. A report published by the Washington-based Center for Immigration Studies indicates that 23% of public high school students live in households with at least one immigrant parent. That's more than double the percentage of 1990, and it's up from 7% again since 1980. So this is some crazy stuff, guys. I mean, think about this for a second. It's exactly what that congressman, I believe his name was King, said out of Iowa. How are we supposed to rebuild our culture with other people's children? I mean, none of it makes any sense to me. So I'm just thinking to myself, wow, we've got to fix this mess, and we've got to put that wall up, and we've got to stop this unbridled immigration coming into the United States. Because remember, these kids are going to have kids. And their kids are going to have kids. And it's another thing that Pastor Terrell said yesterday that I've said to you guys so many times. This is not a 5 or 10 year plan that these guys have, these Illuminati boys, these guys are working with Lucifer. This stuff started back in the 1800s, for heaven's sakes. They want to have this process. They want to bring up their serpent god from the pit, and they're willing to do anything they have to make this happen, to make the world as bad as they possibly can. This is some twisted, twisted theology that really needed to get exposed yesterday. So I'm so glad I brought him in. So what do you think about all of these immigrant children living in the United States now, and that 23% of all of the kids in public school now, Austin, are immigrants?
Well, I mean, my grandma was an immigrant, so I have no problem with immigrants, but what I do have a problem with is the mass influx in illegal immigration simply to come here to exploit our free subsidies that the United States hands out way too easily nowadays. That is one of the primary reasons why that number is so high, because of what we've seen from Mexico, what we've seen from the refugees in the Middle East, is that we're bringing these guys in literally by the truckload, or allowing millions of them to cross the border every year unchecked, and then when they get in trouble, they don't go anywhere. They stay here. So, yeah, that is a serious issue, because the problem is, if you look at those numbers, I guarantee you a very, very, very high percentage of that 23% is living on some type of government subsidy. That's the problem you run into. That's the issue I have with it. If people want to come here from another country legally and they want to integrate into the United States, support the infrastructure with your taxes, work, live here, encourage the rest of the population to do the same, and really help to bring America up, then that's awesome. But the problem is, that's not what's going on. A lot of these people are coming here with the only goal to get free everything, and we give it to them. Here's a perfect example of what we have and how the immigration system is completely out of whack and specifically designed for the globalists to do what you just said. To do what you just said is to completely mess up the population of this country and bring in as many people here illegally as possible. An illegal immigrant has been charged with 5 felony counts after he crashed into the back of a woman's California car, ultimately killing her. It's from 2 weeks ago off Breitbart. Estuardo Elizardo, 45-year-old Mexican, was drunk when he slammed into the back of Sandra Duran's car in Southern California, leaving Duran dead at the scene from blunt force trauma. The illegal immigrant pleaded not guilty to all of the charges, even though he hit her, wrecked her, then took off and was engaged in a high-speed police pursuit until they shut his vehicle down by basically pushing him off the road and then arrested him with 5 felony counts. Pleaded not guilty to all those charges. Of course he did. Authorities also revealed that Avardo's, this is the kicker, this is the part that you're going to love, revealed Avardo's history of criminal activity and reentering the United States despite being deported 5 times. Avardo was first deported in 1998. Prior to his first removal, Avardo was charged with more than 20 felony and misdemeanor charges, including possession of a weapon by a felon, drug trafficking, drug distribution, trafficking weapons. The U.S. and Immigrant Customs Forces told the L.A. Daily that Avardo is be deported when he is let go from prison. For the Duran family, cracking down on illegal immigration is already too late, however. So this guy has been deported 5 times, has a rap rap sheet down to the floor of felony charges, yet he's still in this country, was still allowed to get behind a motor vehicle and ultimately killed this innocent lady with his vehicle while he was drunk. And now he's filing that he's not guilty in court. And if he is found guilty, they'll throw him in jail again. When he gets back out, they'll release him back on the streets like they've done. This is the issue that we have right now, is if you make an example of these guys, this would stop happening. The problem is, these guys a lot of times get less sentences than United States citizens get, and then when they deport them, they just deport them right back to the edge of the border, kick them in the butt and say, you're deported now, go back to Mexico. And they turn around and go, well, I don't want to go back to Mexico, I'm just going to come back to the United States. So they just walk back over to the United States and do the exact same deviant behavior they've been involved in every other time they've been in this country. So yes, Dad, that's a serious issue. We really have to get it under control, and I really hope these judges will stop preventing us from being able to do that.
Absolutely right. Speaking of weirdos, we're going to do another weirdo story. Okay, we have a rapper named Snoop Dogg, right, or whatever his name was, and he basically is a has-been rapper from the 90s, and he comes out with a new video, and he basically showing him pointing a fake gun at a Trump character dressed as a clown, you know, in the video, basically assassinating the Donald Trump character. Now, that's some crazy stuff, and don't get me wrong, I mean, that's pretty sick. And Trump said that he may end up having some jail time because of doing this, and basically that's like a real threat against the president. But the rapper Bow Wow has jumped into the fray now because Donald Trump said this about Snoop Dogg might be going to jail. And what's interesting now, the rapper Bow Wow has said that he just may take Melania Trump and pimp her out and make her work for us and basically turn her into a whore. Now, you know, I know these guys are ignorant. I got that, okay? The guys who talk like this. And I know they're really, really stupid. They're probably dealing with IQs that are about their shoe size. But here's the problem when they do this. They have a lot of people who follow them and believe what they say and like to emulate what they do and what they say. You know, and here's the other problem we have. Now we've got a guy who wanted to pimp out Melania Trump, probably the classiest first lady we've ever had. I mean, no one ever said about pimping out, you know, Obama's wife, which had probably been a possibility anyhow to pimp her out. That's a pretty nasty thing. And I know I shouldn't have said that, but I did. And, you know, but the craziest thing is this. It really makes me angry that these guys get away with it, because here's the problem. Because of the Soros-funded Black Lives Matter, if Trump basically has these guys locked up or for threats or whatever, there's going to be riots everywhere. The blacks are going to go insane and start rioting again. And if they don't want to get rioting, we do rioting. Because remember, they really enjoy rioting because they get to break into stuff and steal stuff. That's what you see in these big riots all of the time. And that's just not blacks. It's systemic with white people too that are being paid by Soros and or Hispanics. Whoever's getting paid to do all of this, they like to break into things and steal things. But the thing about it is this, guys. Where have we gone as a country when we have probably the classiest first lady we've ever had? I mean, my wife was saying to me when we were watching the inauguration, she goes, look at her outfit, Ted. I'm like, outfit? What do you mean her outfit? She goes, her jacket and her gloves match. And I'm like, well, whatever that means. But she looked nice. I have to admit that. And here we have a beautiful first lady, and they want to pimp her out because a guy does a video shooting Trump, pointing a gun at his head, and Trump says something about it, and Bow Wow, whoever that is or whatever that is, decides to pimp out Melania. I mean, you know, I don't know why these guys do this, because no one's ever had this type of free reign on presidents before. I mean, we said some things, you know, pretty rough about Obama because we still think he was an illegitimate presidential candidate. I still think he's a Kenyan. I know that he's gay because of all the research that I've done. So we have a gay Kenyan president who shouldn't even been in the White House. That is not the case for Donald Trump. That is not the case. He's a legitimate American citizen. He won the vote, actually stomped Hillary, who should have won, but because of what happened with Pizzagate, she was kept from winning. Guys, this is a mess that our culture has deteriorated to this point, that they want to pimp out the First Lady. What do you think, Oz?
That's pretty disgusting. You're absolutely right. I mean, the fact that they're getting away with making statements like that, it's pretty ridiculous. I mean, it really is. It really is. But in other news, as far as something a little bit more positive, this past week now, lawmakers in Idaho and Arizona have both passed passed bills removing capital gains taxes from gold and silver coins and bars. The fact that gold and silver even had capital gains on it is just egregious to me, but it shows you that these guys are actually trying to make some progress with real currency. Normally when individuals sell gold or silver, they actually have capital gains on any increase of the value of the precious metal investments, which again is completely unconstitutional considering the fact that gold and silver are currency. They're still currency. However, gold and silver are really not investments per se, rather than real money, as it says in this article, which is right. They are real money, much more real than the irredeemable paper currency that we have in circulation sold to us by the Federal Reserve at interest rate with no backing. The lawmakers in Idaho and Arizona realize their citizens should not have to pay any taxes on gold and silver holdings because they have increased in value due to the debasement of the U.S. dollar by loose Federal Reserve monetary policies. I couldn't have said it much better. So this is pretty cool that they're doing this. I wish they would do this. This would be a nationwide. This should be nationwide, completely nationwide. There is zero reason to be taxed on silver or gold whatsoever. They have been used throughout every single part of the world as currency for literally thousands of years, and now the United States just decided about, what, 70 years ago that they were going to start charging capital gains taxes on silver and gold. So it's completely just illegitimate tax, in my opinion. But again, leave it to the federal government. Produces nothing, makes nothing, does nothing. The only thing they can do is take money from everyone or print money out of thin air through the Federal Reserve. But I think that's at least some positive push, Dad, that we're actually starting to see this in a few states. I mean, I know Texas has been talking about coming out with their own gold-backed currency. That hasn't gone anywhere, though, from what I've seen. I don't think the globalists, the Rothschild boys, are going to let them go that route. But I do like to see some positive forward advances in gold and silver, so I'm happy for Idaho and Arizona that they did that.
Me too, buddy. I just hope they can get it passed without the IRS jumping all over people from a federal standpoint. By the way, this is interesting. Ray Kurzweil has made 147 predictions. He's another Sabbatean Kabbalist since 1990. And they say he's correct 86% of the time. And he's saying by 2029, our brains are actually going to be fused with machines as an event known as the singularity. He says machines will exemplify what we value in humans to a greater degree. And the machines are already making us smarter, and we will move inside, and they will move inside of our brains soon. He's saying this is going to happen within 12 years. Again, this is fallen angel technology. This is basically alien technology, whatever you want to call it. This is a mess because these guys don't want to die because they know what happens and what waits for them on the other side. And they're moving the entire planet this way because they're trying to adulterate and destroy everything that God has made. Now he's saying that we're going to be fused with machines by 2029. Crazy story, but this is where they want to take us. They want to dehumanize humans. They say this is going to make us a superhuman. No, it will not. It'll be making us less human and more machines. Remember, Lucifer and the gang, they can't create life. These Sabbatean Kabbalists, they can't create life. They can only take what God has done and destroy it, mutate it, change it, alter it from a genetic standpoint, which is the technology that was taught to them in Genesis chapter 6. If you read the book of Enoch, it goes into detail on this. So guys, hang on, guys. This is an exciting time to be alive. I tell you what, if you're bored right now, you gotta wake up because there's a lot of things happening at once, Austin. What do you think about superhumans in 2029?
Well, it doesn't surprise me. We've seen Hollywood, which always tries to show us what their agenda is. They've been putting this in movies for years and years now. Recently, in the last couple of years, it's gotten much more advanced. I saw some very strange commercial the other day when I was at the movies, when I went and saw John Wick 2, which, by the way, I actually like that movie quite a bit. Very, very, very realistic firefight scenes. Gunfights were extremely well. Didn't really have a bunch of gay stuff in it. Had a little bit of Illuminati symbolism that I did see in a couple of the scenes, but if you're aware of it, you see it pretty clearly. But it didn't have a bunch of, you know, homosexual stuff. Didn't have a ton of foul language. Didn't have a bunch of sex in it. Really just a lot of really, really, really aggressive, violent gunfights, which I don't have a problem with. So that was pretty pretty wild movie to watch, but there's a commercial for some weird cyborg transhuman machine man movie coming out that looked just absolutely over the top bizarre, and it just kind of reminded me exactly of what you were talking about, Dad, how this is what the ultimate goal is, because that way they can bring in the entire satanic globalist agenda and they can control every thought and action through the AI, the same thing they're trying to do with the autonomous vehicles now, that they want to say it's going to be safer for everybody, it's going to save fuel, it's going to prevent car jams, you know, on the freeway, all this stuff now they're trying to promote autonomous vehicles. But remember, guys, once this starts to happen, once autonomous vehicles completely explode onto the roads, once they are everywhere, they will slowly start to phase out driving. Because a lot of people, I brought this up and say, well, I'm not getting rid of my car. I'm driving. I'm not getting an autonomous vehicle. I don't care what they say about it. That's fine. You can say that. And at first, they'll let everybody drive around them. Autonomous vehicles will try and float in and out. And slowly but surely, they're going to start phasing everybody out. And you have to think about it. Once it reaches a certain point, what happens when they start having the autonomous cops that are cops riding around in autonomous driving vehicles pull you over? You say, you can't drive your vehicle. It's illegal to operate your vehicle. Say they won't do it. Say they won't do it. They'll pull you over and arrest you. It'll be a felony to drive your vehicle. Only the AI can drive your vehicle because the AI knows better than you can. And, of course, it's for your safety, as always. So don't say that they're not going to do it, because they're already trying to do it. We've already met with people that have huge concerns about this, and this is something they are trying to fast track onto the streets. And once they get this on the road, guys, believe me, it will be within years, just a few years, before they try and push everybody else off the road that's operating a vehicle manually. They'll try and push the AI autonomous vehicles on everybody as soon as possible, Dad, because that is the globalist agenda, to control, manipulate, dictate, and monitor every aspect of your life. And right now, being able to drive and travel freely, unmolested, on your way on interstate highways is still possible, especially with even a few little bit older vehicles that don't have a lot of the sensors and gadgets and OnStar and all the other stuff on it. You can pretty much go anywhere you want in the country, uncontrolled and unregulated, with the exception of having a registered tag, which I still have an issue with that. But with that exception, you can go anywhere you want. Once the autonomous vehicles take through, and once they start making it illegal for you to operate your vehicle because it's not safe, it's for your protection not to operate your own vehicle, that will be the end of free travel, guys. Mark my words, that will be the end of it. So that's something we cannot allow happen in our lifetime. We have to fight that as much as possible and not support it in any way, shape, or form, no matter how good, how convenient, how fun it looks. It is not something we can roll with at all.
Absolutely. By the way, the war on table salt. Well, quite frankly, the salt we sell at Health Masters is good salt. The stuff that you get like with Morton that's laced with who knows what, I wouldn't recommend anything like that because of the way it's processed. But good old-fashioned mine salt like we sell at healthmasters.com is a good product. I use it abundantly in all of my foods. Studies have been showing now that the relationship between sodium and blood pressure is inconsistent, and from a clinical standpoint, is unsubstantiated. Moreover, it's actually, some studies show that a low-salt diet can actually worsen cardiovascular disease and raise rather than lower the risk for early death among patients that are risk of heart disease. I think that's very important. In addition, lowering salt intake can also decrease insulin sensitivity and cause syndrome X, and have an adverse effect on blood lipids and the blood fats. So refined carbohydrates are a much greater enemy, like sugar and processed foods and also monosodium glutamate, than good quality salt ever has been. But make sure your salt does not contain aluminum triskelate. Don't buy the stuff, don't buy Morton salt. Don't buy salt over the counter. So much of it has anti-caking agents in it, like aluminum, that you're pouring the aluminum directly into your food. And we already know that that's been linked to Alzheimer's disease and senile dementia. Guys, thank you so much for all the emails from yesterday's show. Thank you for all the emails you send us all the time. We love you guys. We appreciate you, man. We have listeners all over the world, from the Arctic Circle, from the North Pole, the South Pole, to South America, down all the way down to Australia. Thank you. Thank you for your letters. Thank you for your emails. We got a bunch of listeners up in Canada. God bless you guys. Thanks for supporting Health Masters. Thanks for getting your supplements from us. Thanks for getting your multiple vitamin leaks from us. Thanks for supporting us. And many of you also, you know, when you check out, when you buy things from us, which supports the show, you'll throw $5 or $10 or $20 into the Donate Now page. Thank you for that. We appreciate everything that you do for us on an ongoing basis. It means so much to us. I just want to be that guy that says thank you. We appreciate you because we really, really do. You guys are our friends. That's how we look at you. God bless you. Love you guys. Austin, go ahead and finish up.
Yes, absolutely. We appreciate everything. And Dad's going to be on the Hagman Show tomorrow night. So that's going to be a pretty pretty good show again. He's got a lot of wild stuff that they're working on. So they're going to go into detail on a few different topics. That should be pretty cool as well. Also, too, I've been getting a lot of emails still, people asking me about the Muscle Blast formula, our BCAA formula, which, in my opinion, when we designed that, that is the purest branched-chain amino acid product on the market as far as hands down. We made sure it was the cleanest one on the market, and it's definitely one if you're going to try one, but there's no sucralose, no artificial flavors, no artificial colors, no artificial sweeteners, only plant-based amino acids, which if you guys do your research, about 80 to 90% of the branched chain amino acids on the market are Chinese synthetic aminos, which are garbage and super cheap. But the Muscle Blast formula, especially coming up in the summertime, 15 to 20 minutes of fasted cardio first thing in the morning. What I do is I take a big old Voss bottle, which is about 25-ounce glass bottle. I fill it up with water, fill it up with two scoops of the Muscle Blast and about 10 drops or so of the Aqua Trace, and drink that while I'm doing cardio. Now, you can do anything from walking around the block to riding a stationary bicycle to riding a bicycle to doing elliptical. I don't like any impact cardio. I don't like running. I'm not a fan of that. It trashes your knees and your joints out long term. Anybody that's done that long periods of time, you'll know I'm accurate on that. I've seen way too many people have injuries, but that is a great way to really bump up the metabolism first thing in the morning, and then right after that, I'll have a Fit Food shake right after that to really stabilize blood sugar with usually a couple eggs. So that's just kind of a small tip for everybody. If you're interested in it, give it a try. I guarantee you do that 4 to 5 days a week for a month, keep your diet clean, even if you're not wanting to train and lift weights, just doing that in the morning, 15 to 20 minutes of fasted cardio with the Muscle Blast, really prevents catabolism, will prevent you from burning muscle tissue, but really get your metabolism ramped up, burning body fat. The Aqua Trace, too, is our amino or our ionic trace mineral supplements, which really help to balance electrolytes from sweating and also keep the entire muscle balance correct as far as your electrolyte balance. So that's on sale at the website, healthmasters.com, over 20% off. Give it a shot. Try it out. Let us know what you think. You guys need anything, email us, call us, healthmasters.com. You guys have a safe, blessed night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow. We'll be right back.